Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Positively Trek with me, your host, Dan Gunther. This week we've got another short news update episode for you. Unfortunately, again, due to some unforeseen circumstances, I am flying solo again this week. I do promise things will be back to normal sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, please enjoy this shorter version of the episode where I bring you all of the week's news from the Star Trek universe. And like the last few weeks, this is another great news week for Star Trek, because to kick things off tonight, we finally have an approximate release date for the fifth and final season of Star Trek Discovery. So we don't have an exact date yet, but we do now know, thanks to the huge CCXP convention in Sao Paulo, Brazil, that Star Trek Discovery Season 5 will be coming in April of 2024. So it has been touted that it will be released sometime in 2024, and it looks like April is now the month. As soon as we know an exact day, we will, of course, bring that to you. But this is definitely good news. I know a lot of people might have wanted it a little sooner. If I can be a little selfish, that gives me and my watch group a little more time to catch up. We're still in the middle of season 3 at the moment, getting everybody caught up for that final season. But I'm really excited. I love Star Trek Discovery. Very sad, of course, that it is its final season. But I am very, very happy that we will be getting more Discovery very soon. So, of course, the fact that it's in April of 2024 means that it's been more than 2 years since the end of season 4. So a huge break. Of course, we had some strike action in there, as well as other things going on behind the scenes that have delayed this for that long. But again, it's on the horizon. We're going to see it soon. Along with the announcement for the release month for the fifth season, we also got a new cast photo featuring the Star Trek Discovery cast for season 5. In that picture, we have David Ajala as Book, Mary Wiseman as Tilly, Doug Jones as Saru, Sinequa Martin-Green as Captain Michael Burnham, Wilson Cruz as Dr. Hugh Culber, Anthony Rapp as Paul Stamets, Blue Del Barrio as Adira. And also included in this cast photo is Callum Keith Rennie as Captain Rayner, of course, a newcomer for season 5. So in addition to that, we also got a brief clip from the upcoming season. Interestingly, no trailer yet, just an exclusive clip, they're calling it, from the upcoming fifth season, showing Burnham and Book trying to do this dangerous mission while under attack by these dangerous alien creatures. I will have a link to that in the description. Definitely an interesting clip worth checking out. There was, of course, a longer preview clip released way back in August, showing a bit more of what's in that, I'm assuming, first episode. So like I said, pretty exciting news for fans of Star Trek Discovery, and again, we will have more about an exact release date once that is revealed, as well as I'm sure what's coming soon. They have to have a full-length trailer, given that we're only a few months out from Discovery Season 5 now. So very excited, really looking forward to that. Can't wait to see Burnham and her crew back in action again. Another project that's been on the drawing board for quite a while, and it also has gone through a number of changes as to what it's supposed to be, is Star Trek Con SETI Alpha 5. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I would not fault you. This is a project that's been kind of on the back burner, kind of quietly simmering in the background for quite a while. So a few years ago, Nicholas Meyer, the director of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, was announced to be working on a television show about Khan Noonien Singh's exile on SETI Alpha 5 in between the TOS episode Space Seed and Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Now, since then, we have learned that that project has kind of been downgraded from the initially announced miniseries to this sort of podcast slash audio drama type production. Now, that was announced back in September of 2022, so quite a while ago. We haven't really heard anything about this since. However, Nick Meyer recently sat down with Larry Nemechek to discuss his career and his work on previous Star Trek films, and they also talked a little bit about this SETI Alpha 5 series. So apparently, originally, the project was written as a three-part mini-series, but with the change of this into a scripted podcast format, that has kind of widened the scope a bit. So Nick Meyer wanted to make it clear that the project is very much alive and well, and he is quoted as saying, "It's now being worked as a radio play, 9 or 10 half-hour episodes. I guess the thinking is, if it is successful, then we go back to making it something on film." Now that's really interesting that they're still kind of holding out hope that this might be a visual thing at some point, either a mini-series or a film or something like that. Personally, I'm very fascinated by the concept of it being a scripted podcast. This would be kind of a first for Star Trek. They have done audio dramas in the past. Most recently, we got the Star Trek Picard No Man's Land by Kirsten Beyer and Mike Johnson. But this is a little bit of a longer format kind of ongoing thing. I'm really curious to see what the release format of that would be like. Will it be an episode a week or something like that? But definitely something I'm going to be keeping my ear to the ground on and kind of learning more about. And as we learn more, of course, we will bring that information to you. So this apparently is something that is still happening, is still being talked about and worked on. However, of course, the timeline for it has been completely thrown off by mostly the two Hollywood strikes that delayed everything. So definitely no timetable yet as to when this might be seeing the light of day. Meyer himself is very upbeat about this, however, talking about how he loves the idea of making it a radio play format or this scripted podcast. So he told Larry Nemechek on Portal 47, quote, "I really love radio plays, and I'll tell you why I think they're cool. I believe that all great artistic media, with one arguable exception, rely for their success on something that they leave out. Paintings do not move. Music possesses no intellectual content. Words are just code on a page. It is the imaginary contribution of the audience that puts this all together." He makes a very interesting point here because I really like that idea. Like reading a novel, for example, a horror novel, really allows you to just inhabit that world with your mind and fill it with the scariest thing. If the thing on the page says it's the scariest thing you've ever seen, your brain creates that, and it literally is the scariest thing you've ever seen. With a film or a TV show, and don't get me wrong, I love films and I love television shows, I'm pretty sure that's apparent by now, they don't leave a lot to the imagination. They kind of spoon feed you what the director or the writer and all the creatives behind it, their vision, what they want to bring to you is just kind of presented. Whereas a medium like this, where something is missing, like the visual element in this case, allows your mind to fill in those blanks. And that's very cool. So I'm very much looking forward to this. Again, it's kind of untrodden ground for Star Trek, something new, something different. And it's interesting that he still kind of sees this as eventually being a filmed project at some point. So like I said, we'll keep our ears to the ground on this one and bring you more on this story as we learn about it. Speaking of podcasts, where the heck has the Pod Directive been? I missed that show. All right, and finally, our final news story today. Star Trek Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks have both been nominated for Best Series in the Critics' Choice Awards. So the Critics' Choice Awards have decided to bestow upon Star Trek some nominations. Three nominations. First is for the second season of Strange New Worlds. It's been nominated for two awards, including what is, of course, the biggest award, Best Drama Series. Now, it has huge competition here with The Crown, The Last of Us, The Diplomat, Loki, The Morning Show, Succession, and Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. So, some heavy hitters there that they're going to be up against. But that's not the only nomination for Strange New Worlds. Celia Rose Gooding, who of course plays Uhura in Strange New Worlds, has been nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Now, she has a lot of competition here as well. We have Nicole Beharie in The Morning Show, Elizabeth Debicki from The Crown, Sophia DiMartino from Loki, Karen Pittman from The Morning Show, and Christina Ricci from Yellow Jackets. And for the second year in a row, Star Trek Lower Decks has been nominated for Best Animated Series. So this is for the fourth season of Lower Decks, and it is going up against Bluey, Bob's Burgers, Harley Quinn, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, and Young Love. Last year, it was also nominated for Best Animated Series and lost to Marvel's What If series. Interestingly, in total, Paramount Plus took 6 nominations this year, half of which were Star Trek. So definitely, Star Trek is the premier property of Paramount at this point. Our hopes go with both Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks. Hopefully, they can win their respective categories. Again, some big competition, though. Hopefully, they are able to come out on top. Well, that's all that I had for this week in Star Trek news. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, we hope to have things kind of back on track again in the coming weeks with Positively Trek. I do appreciate you listening, though, and thank you especially, of course, to the Patreon supporters for your help in bringing these episodes to you. Thank you so very much to everyone else. The best thing you can do is listen to these episodes. We truly do appreciate that. In the meantime, stay tuned for next week's episode, which will be another book club episode. And this is a special one, folks. We are talking to Derek Tyler Attico, the author of the autobiography of Benjamin Sisko. So if you have not read that book, please go pick it up, go read it. I can tell you right now, it is fantastic. I loved it. And Derek Tyler Attico is someone I have been wanting to have on the show and talk to for a very long time. So happy to have this excuse to do so. You don't want to miss this episode. Until then, thank you all so much for listening. And until next time, stay positive.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.